Jason Wojciechowski, and this is Beanball Podcast Episode 3, coming to you from Los Angeles here in the Beanball Studios. The mood in Beanball Studios is we are in high spirits here, despite some troubles with our microphone tonight. So let's just get right into it. Why are we in high spirits? Because we took 3 out of 4 from the Rangers. We, of course, being the Beanball podcasters, we played the Rangers in a podcast game, and the Rangers are just terrible at podcasting. Relatedly, the A's took 3 games out of 4 from the Rangers, which is a rather unexpected surprise. This is not the kind of thing that this particular A's team is supposed to do with this particular Rangers team, but there you have it. After a couple of a 12-1 win, a 7-1 win tonight, it was a very nice series on offense, on defense, from the pitching. The one negative that comes out of tonight, or not the one negative, but a big negative that comes out of tonight, is the Yoenis Cespedes injury. He strained a hamstring, I believe, going around to third base, running a base running, and it's a real question. You know, we've already seen him hurt his hand. We saw him kind of grimace in the outfield the night before last, maybe, or maybe it was the game before that. And now he actually has to come out of this game with an injury. It seems like early word is that nobody expects this to be a major problem. But if he's just sort of going to strain all these muscles all the time, and this is, you know, 3 months into his major league career, I just sort of hope that this is not what we're getting for the future. That, you know, J.D. Drew was a very nice player, but it was always a little difficult for his employer because they always had to cover for him in those times when he was hurt, and you would not like to see this happen for Cespedes. Speaking of injured, other injured players, Coco Crisp, who is currently healthy, not injured, smacked a homer and a triple, both to right field, batting left-handed in this game. Both of them were on, you know, just fat pitches, just, you know, not quite batting practice fastballs, but location-wise, it was just awful pitches. The triple Nelson Cruz maybe kind of Bobby Abreu'd the wall in right field a little bit. He didn't seem to really go willing out there to crash into the wall to make the catch, and it seemed like the ball was in, you know, it didn't hit high up off the wall. Who knows if he was there in enough time? I'm not quite ready to make that judgment, but he seemed a little hesitant around the wall. But obviously the home run, you can't take that away from Crisp. It was his first of the year. He's always had a little more power than you'd expect for somebody his size, but he hasn't shown it. He hasn't shown anything on offense up to this point. So that was good to see him hitting a ball into the stands, actually onto the stairs. Brandon Moss, though, his home run did go into the stands above the scoreboard in right field, his first homer of the year in his second or third game. I've actually lost track already. Moss, of course, ripped up AAA, but AAA is AAA, and AAA, especially in the PCL, is AAA. The Pacific Coast League is AAA. So even in Sacramento, which is not, you know, Tucson or one of the crazy parks, Moss was hitting really well. So it's good to, yeah, he's not here for any length of time. I mean, if he finishes the season with the A's, I think that says more about the A's than it does about Brandon Moss, but he has a little chance to make himself a mini career over the next 3 or 4 years, maybe, and, you know, be able to catch on with the team here or there and spend the year as a bench player in the major leagues rather than, you know, waiting for that call, signing a minor league deal, the kind of thing that he had to do to make the A's this year. If he can have a good year with the bat, or a good couple of months with the bat is really what it takes, then maybe he can latch on as a 25th man someplace instead of as a 35th man. So speaking of sort of journeymen who come into their own in Oakland, Brandon McCarthy pitched the game for the A's through 7 innings, 5 strikeouts, no walks. It was very Brandon McCarthy, 5 strikeouts and no walks in 7. That just seems like a Brandon McCarthy game. He threw a lot of strikes. He only threw 88 pitches in those 7 innings. So that was, again, very Brandon McCarthy. He actually did have 11 swinging strikes on those 88 pitches, which is more than you'd expect from McCarthy. What surprises me is that he only ended up with 5 strikeouts out of those 11 swinging strikes, which is a little, maybe the ratio is off a little bit there. So that's McCarthy. Tomorrow's pitcher, Tom Malone, he's Tom Malone. He's sort of going to nibble around the strike zone and throw off speed stuff and run the fastball between, 83 and 87 and run the changeup between, 77 and 80. Who knows? I can't even tell his fastball and changeup apart. I'm not sure hitters can. I wonder if Malone even distinguishes sometimes. The exciting part about this is that Malone is pitching in a National League ballpark. The A's are traveling to Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks. So National League ballpark, as many of you know, Malone hit a home run in his first major league at bat. I believe on the first pitch he saw in that at bat when he was on the Nationals last year. So I'm pretty excited to see him hit. Hopefully we can see a nice big 3 home run game from Malone, 2 allowed and 1 hit. But that is coming up today, actually. Again, by the time you're listening to this, today. And that is all that we have time for on episode 3 of the Beanball Podcast. This has been Jason Wojciechowski. You can reach me, JasonW at beanball.org. On Facebook, you can search for Beanball. Twitter, I'm JL Woj. You can rate the podcast on iTunes. Send me questions. I'll answer them on the podcast or on the blog. And we will talk again soon.